Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news. On Monday, the 28th of December, it's 42. Today, so far, we've picked up an inch and two-tenths of rain, 66 hundredths yesterday, 32 hundredths on Saturday, making a storm total now of 2.18 inches of rainfall. A flash flood watch continues for all of southern Illinois. A final batch of heavy rain with some embedded thunderstorms will move eastward across the entire region today. Additional rainfall will average around an inch, with isolated amounts of up to 2 inches possible. The heavy rain today will be widespread, and most of it will fall in a 2 to 3 hour period. Due to the recent rainfall, the ground is nearly saturated, which will cause this additional rainfall to run off quickly into streams and creeks. Many streams and creeks are already at or near bank full, and many rivers across the region are already flooding. Now, as we mentioned, all area rivers are pretty much out of their banks and rising around the region on the Little Wabash River at Clay City. The stage early this morning, 21.54 feet. The river forecast to go to 22.9. On Thursday, nearly 5 feet above flood stage. On the Skillet Fork at Wayne City, the stage this morning, 18.55. It's forecast to crest at 21.4 tomorrow, more than 6 feet above the 15-feet flood stage. On the Little Wabash River at Carmi, the stage this morning, 25.25. The river at Carmi expected to go to 35.55. That's 35.55 by next Monday, January 4th, which is more than 8 feet above the 27-feet flood stage. And on the Big Wabash at Mount Carmel, the stage this morning, 16.81, forecast to go to 27.9 by next Monday, January 4th, nearly 9 feet above flood stage. So if you have any oil interest in these areas, be on the lookout, and you can expect rivers to continue to rise for the next week, especially on the bigger rivers. And we do have some fatalities in the area from the flooding. Authorities in Marion County have confirmed that 5 Kentucky residents traveling to Minnesota drowned Saturday night when their car was swept down a flooded creek. It happened on Farthing Road, east of the small community of Patoka, Illinois. Marion County Coroner Troy Cannon pronounced the 3 adults and 2 children dead at the scene a little before midnight Saturday night. Cannon said all 5 died as a result of drowning. Their names have not been released at this hour, pending notification of family members in both Kentucky and Minnesota. Centralia 911 dispatchers first got a call of a car in the water about 7:30 Saturday night. First responders were able to make verbal contact with the occupants, but moments later, the car became dislodged in the creek, traveled about 200 feet downstream, and was completely submerged. Coroner Cannon said he had no idea how the family wound up on this very rural road where the east branch of the Kaskaskia River was out of its banks. He speculated that the family may have exited Interstate 57 for dinner and somehow got lost or had been following erroneous GPS driving instructions. The bodies have been taken to a local funeral home in Centralia pending positive identification and notification of relatives. WFIW News Time, 7:18.
Attending a funeral has long been described as paying our respects. And respect is something that we place a high priority on. When the time comes for you to make funeral arrangements, it's an approach you can feel comfortable with. We offer a full range of services to meet every need. No matter which service you choose, you can always count on receiving sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Celebrate 2016 wearing a one-of-a-kind New Year's bright necklace or bracelet from Carnaby Square. It's festive and fun to choose the bubbly, champagne flute, I love wine, and wine o'clock charms and beads. Plus, spend just $50 at the Charm Bar and receive the 2016 charm for free. So redeem those gift certificates and have some New Year's fun at Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield. Closing at 3 on New Year's Eve and also will be closed Monday the 4th for inventory. Trust Bank wants to help you better manage your finances. They encourage you to consider the advantages of Trust Bank Traditional or Roth Individual Retirement Account. An FDIC-insured IRA can help your money work harder as you plan for a comfortable retirement. Did you know that in addition to a tax-sheltered retirement savings, penalty-free withdrawals can also be made after a period of time by first-time home buyers or to help with a child's higher education expense? Visit Trust Bank to learn more about how Trust Bank IRA can help you plan for your future. Trust Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
An autopsy is scheduled this evening to determine the identity of a woman pulled from a burning mobile home in Harrisburg Saturday morning. Saline County Coroner Jerry Watson tells WFIW News the woman was the only occupant of a mobile home on Granger Street in Harrisburg that caught fire around 5 a.m. Saturday. Arriving firefighters said flames and smoke were pouring out of the structure when they arrived. Coroner Watson said the victim's identity and official cause of death will not be released till after the autopsy, which has been scheduled for 6 o'clock this evening. Illinois State Police have closed Interstate 57 at the 52-mile marker just south of Marion. A five-axle truck hauling propane overturned at that location around 7 o'clock last night. Truck is not leaking, however, due to the presence of hazardous materials. The Marion Fire Department is coordinating evacuations of several nearby homes as a precaution. The driver of the semi, not identified at this time, was taken to an area hospital for treatment of his injuries. Due to the interstate being closed for an extended period of time, the Illinois Department of Transportation has set up traffic diversions on Illinois Route 13 and Route 148 to take traffic off of the interstate. WFIW News Time 7:21.
Ray's Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs for driveways and parking lots. Ray's offers road tilling to give you a smooth finish, along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. Remember, if you're not on Ray's snow removal list, call now, 842-4042 or 516-1602. They do both residential and commercial snow removal. Ray's would also like you to check out the American Steel Carports A-frame style garages, which come in a variety of sizes, and American Steel storage buildings available in various sizes starting at 8x8 up to 14x20 with a floor included starting at $1,395. With free setup and delivery with 10% down when ordered and final payment when installed. Ray's Consumer Products, not new shop, has a variety of consignment pieces, including appliances, a large selection of antique furniture, and household furniture. Call 842-4042. Have a safe and happy new year from Charles, Betty, Rita, John, Doug, and employees at Ray's.
A third arrest has been made in connection with a home invasion robbery last September at a house in Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel City Police report the arrest of 23-year-old Rontre Chavis of Princeton, Indiana. He's being held under a $500,000 bond in Wabash County Jail at Mount Carmel on charges of conspiracy to commit robbery and home invasion. The two other suspects have been identified as Burtis P. Hardiman, the third, 24, and Christine S. Griesmer, 20. They're both from Princeton, Indiana. Suspects are accused of forcing their way into a home at 713 Mulberry Street in Mount Carmel September the 21st, forcing all four occupants of that house onto the floor. Suspects are then accused of searching the alleged victims at gunpoint, stealing three cell phones. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured. Unemployment rates were higher in area counties in November than the 1 year earlier. The Wayne County jobless rate for November, 7.1%, up from 6.3% last year. In Edwards County, 6.3%, up from 5.4%. White County, 6.6%, up from 5.4%. Hamilton County, 5.7%, up from 5.2%. Clay County, 8.0%, up from 7.2%. And the Jefferson County jobless rate, 7.4%, up from 6.8%. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices closed up the last time the markets were open, and that would have been last Thursday. Increase of $1.75 a barrel today. Local refineries paying $31 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 49-year-old Fairfield resident Stacy Lynn DeVue died at 4:18 Saturday afternoon at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. She'd been a waitress and a cook. Survivors include her parents, Kenny and Sandra Wilson of Fairfield, a daughter, Ryan Elizabeth DeVue of Fairfield, a son, Benjamin DeVue of Terre Haute, Indiana, a sister, Debbie and husband Mike Oberly of Marshall, Illinois, brothers, Tracy and wife Leslie Wilson, and Kevin and wife Catherine Wilson of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Stacy Lynn DeVue will be 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 80-year-old Mount Airy resident Robert Eugene Gene Gill died Friday at Sisney Healthcare and Rehab. He was a retired bricklayer, heavy equipment operator, and farmer, and had served on the Mount Airy Grade School Board for 4 years, was a veteran of the U.S. Army, a member of the Eagles Lodge and Elks Lodge in Alding. Survivors include his wife Loretta of Mount Airy, four sons, Mike Gill and wife Gina, Martin Gill and wife Cynthia, Nathan Gill and wife Leslie, and Jason Gill and wife Karen, all of Mount Airy, 11 grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and one on the way. Two brothers, Russell Gill and wife Arlie of West Salem, and Melvin Gill and wife Nancy of Coraopolis, Pennsylvania. Graveside services for Gene Gill will be 11 o'clock, make that 11:30 Tuesday morning at McKendree Cemetery at Mount Airy. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Tristan Atterbury Scholarship Fund or the donor's choice and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home of Sisney, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 69-year-old Fairfield resident Roy Taylor died Friday at Barnes Hospital in St. Louis. He owned Taylor Oil Company, was retired from the Department of Transportation, was a member of the Jeff Christian Church, the Masons and Shriners, and was a veteran of the U.S. Army. Survivors include a daughter Amy Martin and husband Matt of Weddington, North Carolina, two grandchildren, Emma Addison and Molly Adelin, and sisters Roberta Allison of Fairfield and Marilyn Harrison and husband Joe of Fairfield. Services for Roy Taylor will be 10 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Jeff Christian Church with burial in Besto Cemetery at Jeff. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Tuesday evening at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Jeff Christian Church or the Shriners Hospital and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 59-year-old Springerton resident Janice K. Nelson died Saturday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. A member of the Blooming Grove Church, she was a graduate of McLeansboro High School, class of 74, graduated from Southeastern Illinois College as an RN, worked as an RN for about 20 years in Evansville. Survivors include her husband Steve Nelson, children Stephanie A. Nelson and Brian A. Nelson, her mother Ruby Campbell, her brother David Campbell, and wife Debbie, a sister Beverly, and husband Buddy Badgett, uncles Delmer and wife Sonia Shorb, Charles Shorb, and Cletus and wife Charlotte Campbell, brothers-in-law Clayton and wife Barb Nelson, Carol Nelson and Daryl Nelson, and several nieces, nephews, great-nieces, nephews, and great-great-nieces, nephews, and cousins. Services for Janice K. Nelson will be 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield with burial in Kitty Sweeten Cemetery. Visitation will be 6 till 8 tonight at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Memorials may be made to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation or Make-A-Wish Foundation and will be accepted at Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. 92-year-old West Salem resident Marjorie Ellen McDowell died Saturday at her home. She attended Albion Schools and graduated from nurse's training at Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, later graduated from Eastern Illinois University with a bachelor's degree in nursing, was a veteran of World War II, serving the Army Nurse Corps as a first lieutenant, retired from the Richland County Public Health Department as a nurse there for over 30 years, was a member of the West Salem Christian Church, and a lifetime member of the All the American Legion. She was also instrumental in starting a local bridge club, which involved people from several counties, was also active in the West Salem Pretty Women's Red Hatter Group. Survivors include a daughter Linda Merrick, two grandsons, Lewis and wife Kim Merrick, and J.R. Merrick, all of West Salem, two grandchildren, Emily Sutton and Clayton Merrick, and one great-great-granddaughter, Carter Jean Sutton, and a step-great-granddaughter, Tasha Kennedy. Private services for Marjorie Ellen McDowell will be at the Shiloh Cemetery, as she'll be laid to rest next to her husband Clayton. Memorials may be made to the family to help out with expenses and will be accepted at the Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Sue Cates, 88, of Grayville, died Friday at the hospital of Mount Carmel. She was a playground supervisor at Grayville Schools and a member of the Northside Baptist Church, a member of the Grayville Quilters Guild, and the Grayville Evening Women's Club. Survivors include her husband Jack Cates of Grayville, daughters Luana and husband Sam Bracey of Little Rock, Arkansas, Jean Ellen and husband Gary Bish of Grayville, Pamela and husband Bob Bethards of Canton, Georgia, grandchildren Kim Milligan, Tricia Myers, Valerie Parker, Elliot Sides, Evan Bethards, Matthew Adams, great-grandchildren Drew, Dylan, Logan, Kelsey, Kenley, Grant Garrett, Elizabeth Grace, Christopher Nicholas, and Addie, and great-great-grandchildren Journey, Sloan, and Lorenzo. Funeral services for Sue Cates will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Cook Chapel in Grayville with burial in the Oddfellow Cemetery at Dahlgren. Visitation will be 11 o'clock this morning till the time of service at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Memorials may be made to the Grayville Beautification Fund. 82-year-old Fairfield resident Carmen Keene Lee died last Tuesday at her home. She was retired from Airtex. Services for Carmen Keene Lee will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Union Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Memorials may be made to the Ellen Moore United Methodist Church, or SSM Hospice, and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Donna Sue Schuster, 71, of Dahlgren, died Friday at her home. She was a homemaker. Survivors include her husband, David Schuster of Dahlgren, 3 sons, Alan Schuster of Mount Vernon, Ryan Schuster and wife, Leanne of Wayne City, and Kevin Schuster and husband, Dwayne Williams of Dahlgren, make that Springfield. A sister, Diane Wingo, and husband Mike of Cesar. 4 grandchildren also survive. Services for Donna Sue Schuster will be 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial in the Oddfellow Cemetery at Dahlgren. Visitation will be 6 to late tonight at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Wayne City Boys basketball program and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 71-year-old Carmi resident Diana S. Russell died Friday at Deaconess Hospice Care in Evansville. She was formerly a real estate agent, nurse, and administrative assistant to her husband, was a member of the First Baptist Church in Carmine. Survivors include her husband, Robert Russell of Carmine, sons Craig Russell of Hopedale, Massachusetts, and Mitch Russell, and wife Jennifer of Murray, Kentucky, and a number of aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. A memorial service for Diana S. Russell will be 11:30 Wednesday morning at the Cook Chapel in Carmine. Visitation will be 10 a.m. till the time of service at the Cook Chapel in Carmine. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:32.
You may wonder, what can one person do to make a difference in our community? Well, you'd be surprised.
Take the Hospital Foundation, for example. They raise much-needed funds so we all can have the best in healthcare.
And that's a good thing for everyone.
Now maybe you can't change the world without a little help. But all in all, what counts the most is knowing that you try.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation provides funds for new equipment, renovations, and special projects that mean improved health care for you and your family. Programs that can only come through the generosity of people like you, not through operating revenue. Call us. We'd be happy to show you the tax advantages, the options for planned giving, and all the good you'll be doing. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation. It all comes back to you.
Taking a look at sports from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk in boys high school basketball today at 10 o'clock. Fairfield is playing Gallatin County at the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. You'll hear that game with the Rush Appliance and Furniture Company pregame show starting at about 9:45 this morning at WFIW FM 104.9. High school girls basketball, Fairfield is at the... That's not the El Dorado. The Mary Mules Tournament starts today. It says the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. I'm saying the Mary Mules Tournament starts today at FCHS. Anyway, Fighting Illini basketball. John Groh Show is on tonight at 7 o'clock on WFIW AM 1390. College basketball yesterday. It was Maryland pounding Marshall 87-67. Ohio State beat up South Carolina State 73-57. Northwestern over Loyola Maryland 74-59. In Sunday football, the St. Louis Rams beat Seattle 23-17. The Bears topped Tampa Bay 26-21. Indianapolis slipped by Miami 18-12. It was Arizona over Green Bay 38-8. Buffalo topped Dallas 16-6. It was the Jets beating New England 26-20. Houston over Tennessee 34-6. It was Kansas City beating Cleveland 17-13. Detroit over San Francisco 32-17. Atlanta beat Carolina 20-13. Baltimore over Pittsburgh 20-17. New Orleans down Jacksonville 38-27, and Minnesota over the Giants 49-17. In the NBA, It was Memphis beating the Lakers 112-96. Boston topped New York 100-91. Oklahoma City beat Denver 122-112. And it was Portland beating Sacramento 98-94. National Hockey League, Dallas shut out the St. Louis Blues 3-0. It's Carolina doubling up the Chicago Blackhawks 2-1. Ottawa over Boston 3-1. Florida edged Columbus 3-2. It was Toronto outscoring the Islanders 3-1. Winnipeg over Pittsburgh 1-0. Arizona outlasted Colorado 2-1 in overtime. Anaheim beat Philadelphia 4-2, and Calgary doubled up Edmonton 6-3.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. A flash flood watch remains in effect for all of southern Illinois until 6 o'clock this evening. Otherwise, some heavy rain on and off today, high around 54, 20% chance of rain tonight, low 38. Cloudy Tuesday, high of 43. Cloudy Wednesday, 43. Sunny Thursday, cold, high of 35. Cold on Friday, but sunny, high of 33. Sunny Saturday, 37. Got up to 48 for the high on Sunday. 40 the low this morning. We picked up an inch and two-tenths of rain today. 66 hundredths yesterday. 32 hundredths on Saturday for a storm total of 2.18 inches of rain at 7:36 under cloudy skies. Rain stopped for the moment. It's 42. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.